In the next month or so, the Pentagon has a tough decision to make.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
If by that time the Iraq coalition does not have firm commitments of enough international troops to make an added division, then it may be necessary to mobilize additional National Guard and reserve troops. That might leave American forces too thinly stretched out to meet global contingencies. It might also stir politically unwelcome reaction at home from families increasingly aroused over the fate of loved ones serving ever longer assignments in an often hostile environment. At the moment, there are about 144,000 American and 14,000 British troops in and near Iraq. There are also two international divisions, one under British, the other under Polish command. Some of the international elements are quite small. For example, 180 Mongolians used to guard pipelines. The specific problem for the Pentagon is that the 101st Airborne Division is scheduled to be rotated home in February or March, and unless it can be replaced by an international division, it is necessary to start the training of American replacements soon. The question of foreign troops is bogged down in the negotiation for a new United Nations resolution, without which countries like Pakistan and Turkey are refusing to contribute troops. Meanwhile, the Bush administration is under pressure in Congress. At a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing, ranking Democrat Robert Byrd told Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld he had heard from many families anxious to know when their loved ones might return home. Senator Byrd said, "Pulling their fair share gets harder and harder as their fair share gets longer and longer and longer." Pentagon officials worry that the increasing deployment of National Guard and reserves in unpleasant and hazardous situations will discourage recruitment and retention. White House officials worry about the impact on voters. But at this point, there is not much reason for optimism that foreign troops will be coming soon to relieve the long-serving GIs. This is Daniel Shore.